I was sharing earlier, you guys kind of slipped out, but there's some. We heard some great testimonies from some areas in India, and you know, I whenever I hear those things, I feel, boy, if we could just see God's word, you know, move like that here around us. And yet, I realize whenever I say that, that, you know, this is all about God giving the increase, because that's what it says in His Word. You know, He's the one who gives the increase. You know, and we'll look at Corinthians. Chapter 3 of 1 Corinthians. What God has called us to, you know, is the ministry of reconciliation. Every born-again believer has the same privileges and the same purpose in their life as a son or daughter of God. You know, God, at the moment of the new birth, you know, we believe that Jesus Christ is our Lord and God raised Him from the dead. And because of that confession and that belief in our heart about the record of God's Word, then God makes us, at that moment, He makes us His children. He puts within us His seed. He puts that gift of Holy Spirit, which is also called Christ in us. He puts that in us. And now we have the joy and the privilege of representing God as a Father, just like Jesus Christ represented God as His Heavenly Father. He showed the world who God was going to be for those who would now be His children as well. You know, be sons and daughters of God. We have this great privilege to make our Father known. And because of that, we're laborers. We're nothing but laborers together with God in this harvest, right? That's what it speaks of in Corinthians. Well, chapter 3, it says, it is God who gives the increase, right? Verse 6 says, I have planted and Apollos watered, but God gives the increase. God is the one who gives the increase. You know, He's the one who causes it to grow. You know, we just speak a little bit of truth that we know. Sometimes it's a lot of truth, sometimes it's a little bit of truth, but whatever the truth is that we know, we should be blessed and excited to share it to someone who may not know. You know? God is good. God is great. God can provide. God can answer your prayers. No matter how difficult it may be for you to appropriate that result to prayer, it's not hard for God. It's easy for Him. Just trust Him. Just believe Him. We speak that way to people. And God will cause that truth to grow in people's hearts. God will cause it to grow. He gives the increase. It's not about our effort to cause it to grow. He causes it to grow. We just simply speak. We speak for Him, right? We're His mouth now. We speak as He would speak. We speak as Christ would speak. We speak as Paul would speak, or Peter, or James, or Philip, or any of those great men and women of God that we see and read of in the Word of God, that endeavored to speak for God. The great results that happened. Great things happened. Signs, miracles, and wonders followed them. It's because they saw their lives as what God sees them as. And as we see our lives as who God sees us as and begin to walk that way, we see ourselves as laborers together with Him. And this is, you know, this is an analogy. We're sons of God, literally. But in an analogy God paints, it's like there's seed to sow. Right? Right? Like the sower and the seed that Jesus Christ described. It was a parable. It was an analogy as to, you know, what it means to speak God's word. It's like a sower going forth to sow seed. He sows seed. He's not all concerned about where it lands. He wants it to land on good ground. He expects it to. But He also expects some to land on ground that isn't so good. Or among the tares. Or among stony ground. He knows that sometimes that seed, not all of it will grow, but some of it will. Some will land on good ground, and some of it will produce fruit. And that's why we sow to begin with. We don't sow fearing that, oh, this is going to land on stony ground and have no growth. It won't grow to the point of bearing fruit. Or this is going to be, you know, of shallow root, and when, you know, the heat of the day comes up, it's going to wilt and die. And we don't think about that. We think in terms of, I'm sowing seed. I'm a laborer together with God. And so God is going to cause the increase when that seed lands on fertile ground, on good soil. Right? So it's God who's the one who gives the increase. It just so happens that the increase is happening in places like India right now, where we can joy and rejoice in that. We can realize that, you know, this is part of the labor that we're a part of. Because we literally labor together with those people who are part of the same body of Christ as we are. Because it's one body. It's not several bodies floating around out there. Spiritually, in God's view, we are all one in Christ. If we're born again of His Spirit, it doesn't matter where we sit ourselves on Sundays or Wednesdays or Thursdays or whenever the Bible study may be. It is still members of the body of Christ. And we will function according to our faith and how much of this true word we really know. Do we know tradition or do we know the truth? If we know the truth, we'll function and we'll see the power of God working in our lives. Because Jesus Christ said, you continue to believe me and believe what I have provided for you, and signs and wonders are going to follow you. Signs and wonders will follow you as you walk in my steps, as you endeavor to walk as I walked. This is what Christ said. He also said, he that believes on me, the works that I do, and greater shall he do when I go to my Father. Because when he gave his life, died, when God raised him from the dead, ascended, seated him on the right hand, and the day of Pentecost came, it was a new deal. It was a totally new thing. Now we have the same privilege, the same ministry that Jesus Christ had. But it's to the world. It's not just to Israel. It's to make known God as a Father to the world, to anybody around us. And we work together to fulfill that purpose that God's called us to. You know, that's really, in a general sense, and in a generic sense, the purpose of every born-again believer. You know, and how we fulfill that is different with each individual, because God has set each of us in the body of Christ as it's pleased Him. Some of us are, you know, helps in governments. Some of us are those that really manifest speaking in tongues and interpretation to the point where, wow, you know, it's like, that was God's voice. And there's no question about it by anyone. You know, some of us have a long suit in believing certain things and behaving in our lives in a certain way to represent God, our Heavenly Father. You know, there are gift ministries within the body of Christ. Some people are more suited to carry those out than others. It's all by God's design, and we are laborers together with Him to bring forth this great growth that God desires. God desires for His Word to bear fruit. When we speak it, if it's received with confidence and trust, with believing, with faith, then there's going to be great fruit and great results. You know, whether we see it immediately before our own eyes or whether we hear of a fellow laborer in another part of the world seeing God's great power manifest, we joy and rejoice in it because we know that, wow, you know, we are part of something fantastic, something that is so far beyond the senses world that it could only be God. It can only be God when someone who has drowned and been dead, laying on a bed, for hours, just by the touch of a believer's hand, can sit up and be raised to life again. That isn't something that's in the Bible. That's something that happened just recently, within the past year. Right? So these are things that are we're a part of. You know, we are really genuinely a part of this great thing that God is doing now. Just as He did thousands of years ago that we can read of. And we are laborers together with Him. That's what it says in verse 9, right? So then, well, let's read verse 7. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that waters, but God that gives the increase. You know, Paul was saying, it's not me that's so great. It's not Apollos that's so great. Right? He references, you know, I planted, Apollos watered. God gave the increase. So it's not me. It's not Apollos. It's not the planter or the waterer that is anything really. The whole thing rests upon God. It's about God. I can't do this. It's not just me. It's God. God's given me the power to do this. If you can grasp that, then you can see the miracle you need. Because God's behind this deal. God's behind it. So, it's God that gives the increase. He's the important one. Now, he that plants and he that waters are one. They are one. Just like Jesus Christ said, I and the Father are one. We're working together here. You and I are one. It means we are of the same purpose. We're like-minded. We have the same objective, the same goal. We just simply want to sow the truth. We want to sow those seeds of God's Word so that God can give the increase. So that someone else may come along and water. And so that it will bear fruit. We're of one with one another and with God who we work together with. And every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. You know, do we want to see reward in heaven? This is what we labor at. We endeavor to labor at the purposes that God has called us to do. Yeah. And it is a ministry of reconciliation. It's to represent God, the Creator, as our Heavenly Father. Because that's who He is now. That same God who said in the beginning, let there be light, is now your Heavenly Father. He wants to take care of you. He wants to care for you. And as He does, and you see it, you testify of that. That's what testimonies are. Right? I was sick. God healed me. And we share that. We proclaim that. So, that's why it says in verse 9, for we are laborers together with God. We are laborers together with Him. And you are God's husbandry, you are God's building. And ye, speaking of the body of believers, right? You're the husbandry. You're the field that we go and till up and plant and harvest. Yeah. It's about those who want to believe. And we labor together with God to make him known. And make what He's made available to us known, right? Through His Son, Jesus Christ. And it's all because of the grace of God in verse 10, according to the grace of God which is given to me. And that is given to all of us. You know? The grace of God. God's favor to us. He favors us now because He's made us His children, because we've simply believed. Now He favors us. He says, I'd rather work with no one but you. I want to work together with you. He favors us in this. You know, and He says that to each born again believer. You know, He doesn't say, well, I'd rather work with Paul and not Apollos. You know, it's not about that. It's God's favor because He desires to work together with each of us. Now it's just our response to Him. Do we desire to work together with Him? Do we want to speak for Him? Do we want to be His mouth? Or do we want to be the mouth of someone else? Do we want to be, you know, the mouth of some great president or some great leader somewhere? Or do we want to be the mouthpiece of God? Do we want to speak for the Creator, who's now our Heavenly Father? If we choose to do that, and it's our choice, it's freedom of will. God never pushes anybody to do anything they don't want to do. God just simply says, here's what I think. What do you think? You want to go along with that or not? That's how God's figured life out for us. Freedom of will. You know, Paul was not forced to do these things. He wasn't. He simply responded. As a matter of fact, he was, you know, he was one of the great forces against the gospel of Christ in the beginning days of the book of Acts. Paul was out there persecuting Christians. Right? He was anybody who believed in Jesus as the Messiah. He went in and physically dragged them out and put them in prison. And then he came to know that what he was doing wasn't right. What he should be doing, if he chose to, was to walk in the steps of Jesus Christ instead of walk against him. So, it's all up to us. You know, do we want to really see the Word of God live in our own lives and then have it affect others? We can, if we choose to. If we choose to do it God's way. Because whenever we see it, we read in the Bible the effects of doing it God's way. We see the great benefit, the great fruit that's there, not only in individuals' lives, but, you know, the Word grows and then the Word reaches out and moves out with great power. We see it today, you know, in those fields that are ready for the harvest. You know, well, I do know that there's been a lot of seed sown in the United States. I do know that there's been a lot of watering of that seed. And I do know that God is giving the increase. And there are fields that have been sown, watered, fertilized, that are ready for the harvest. There are people that want to know who God really and truly is, beyond all the tradition, beyond all the things that people have said about Him that aren't true, that people just really genuinely want to know who God is and what He has for them. So now we just continue to labor together with God and expect to see that great fruit, that great harvest, right where we are. Right? So that's what I had on my heart for you guys to encourage you guys with today. Because it encourages me. Because the more I hear of the things that God is doing around the world in different places, the more I recognize that I work together in that deal. We are together in that deal. It's a great thing to recognize, you know, that God does not look at our efforts as being worthless. He does not look at our efforts as being, you know, without purpose. That it's just a matter of His timing. And recognize that if it were not for what we do here, I don't know that God would be able to do what He's doing in other places. It all works together because it's one body of Christ. So we joy and rejoice together. All right? So, Father, thank You for Your blessings. Thank You for the tremendous truth of the one body of Christ and that we truly, indeed, are laborers together with You. Father, thank You for just the words that You give us day by day as we find ourselves in situations where people may have needs and we know that You're the one that can provide, that You give us the words to speak so that we can speak for You, that we can speak Your word and see great signs, miracles, and wonders follow. Thank You, God, for leading us, for directing our paths, and just for taking care of our every need so that we can speak boldly of Your goodness and Your grace. Thanks, Father, for these things and for having called us to be Your sons and daughters in the name of Jesus Christ.